Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Moed Katan, Daf Tes, as we continue here. In Maseches Moed Katan, we're in the second parak of Moed Katan. We started parak Misha Hafach last time. Still talking about the Inyanim of Chol HaMoed, right? This parak talks about, the Mefarsh Mishnah spoke about, if somebody started processing their olives and then something happened, and now if you don't take care of it, so then there's going to be a big hefsid, right? So that was the Machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. What are you allowed to do, right? You started crushing your olives, and then either Avelus came, right? Iru Avel, or some other Ones, and now it's Chol HaMoed. What are you allowed to do? So says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda had said that you're allowed to start the process. You're allowed to put one big board to start the squeezing out of the oil, and nothing more. Why? Because that would prevent the Hefsin Maruba. Hefsin Mua, you're still going to lose a little bit, but not too much. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says you can start the process. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says you can do the whole thing. Zolef v'gomer kataka. You can pour them and squeeze them a number of times and then finish the whole process. Because even for hefsin muat, Rabbi Yossi says one is allowed to do what one has to do. So that was machlokas here when it comes to Chol HaMoed. So then the Gemara just quoted the machlokas regarding avelus, right at the bottom of Chesma Beis. Elu dvarim she'osen la'avel b'me'evo. These are the things that you can do to an avel. Meaning an avel can't do these things himself. There's an iser malacha during avelus. So what does it say about that? So the Rabbi Yehuda there says one is allowed to do what he normally, whatever he's needs to be done to save his olives, that is allowed to be done. So and Rabbi Yossi is the one that says no. What do you mean? It's you won't do it now. Okay, so you'll sow something else. Emenin is Ras Pishton, Tizra Minacher. That's the Umrulo in the Brisa. We assume the Umrulo is Rabbi Yossi. So we assume that we connected these two machlokos, one about Chol HaMoed in our Mishnah and one about Avelus in that Brisa. This Malach of Chol HaMoed is spoken about in a Simon in Shulchan Aruch, in Yaradeh, a Simon Shin Pei, 380. Dvarim Sha'avel Aser Bohem. What are the items, the activities that an avel is asur in? What's the first one the Shulchan Aruch lists? Elu dvarim sheha avel asur behem. The following activities an avel is asur in. Bimilacha. The Shulchan Aruch then goes through the details. But first the Shulchan Aruch lists off. Bimilacha, birachitza, visicha, v'ni'ila sasando, v'tashma shamita. All of these the avel is asur in. V'asur the gross batorah, v'asur b'she'ila shalom, saying hello, ubikvisa, and laundry, v'chayabatifas harosh, ubukfias hamita, kol shiva. All of these apply all 7 days of shiva. V'yol asur laniach tefillin, b'yom harishon. Tefillin is asur on the first day. V'yasur begiyas ubetispares, ubesimcha, v'ichui kera kol lamed yom. And sewing up the tear all 30 days. V'chol devri avelos noagin, bein bayom, bein balayla. All devri avelos apply day or night. So that's the first halacha of the Shulchan Aruch in basically Hilchas Avelos. Malacha Ketzad, and the first one that lists is Malacha as he goes through, details what exactly is allowed. Malacha Ketzad, Kol Gil Yom HaRishon, Amasar B'Malacha, Afilu Ani, as part of Sperat Staka. The first 3 days, nothing. After that, if it's an Ani, Vela Mayochal, so that he could do some Malacha, in private, but the halacha is Meikra, then, Malacha is Asar. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Kishem shuaser basias malacha kachu aser lisa valitain bischora valelich midino lidino bischora viafilu davar ha'avid aser avelasos, even davar ha'avid he can't do. Maybe others could perform for him, but he can't do davar ha'avid bein hu bein avadav vishiv chosav ubanav ubinosav shema'ase yadayim shalo, or for anybody that works for him. But when it comes to other people who don't work for him, so then there are hatir of davar ha'avid based on our Mishnah, right? Also, lasos malachto adei achirim ella imkain hu davar ha'avid shadavar ha'avid mutter la'avel lasos adei achirim afilu davar ha'aser b'moed mishum tircha mutter afilu hu ma'isa uman. Then the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says v'yesh omrim v'yochol lasos adei Achirim v'hu davar avid mutar lasos avel ba'atzmo. Maybe there is a b'teirim of davar avid, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. That's based on our discussion here, right? About what exactly is a mutter for an avil. So the Gemara now asks questions back and forth for Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says we're on the top of Tesman Aleph, the third line. Michlav hashitase Rabbi Yehuda. Right, we have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Why taman over there? Meaning our Mishnah. Cholamoe. What does the Rabbi Yossi say about Cholamoe? Maybe Shahafa. Somebody who started the Aleph process. What does the Mishnah say? And Evel or Ones comes, then you can do the first stage. The first stage, meaning you could save, right? Tamanu Omer Yova Dover Mimuat Val Yova Dover Meruba. Right? You, Hefs and Meruba, you're allowed to do something. Meaning you put the board down, the first board, and start the oil oozing out. But nothing more than that. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda has a limited approach to Cholamoe. Viko Amar Hachin. And here by Avelos, he's more flexible. By the Brisa that we just quoted, he allows you to do more. So why is Avelos more flexible, more lenient than Cholamoed? Like Mara says, Shani, well, Cholamoed is different. Why? Taman Shadarko Laharim. Cholamoed is different because it's easier taken advantage of. Darko Laharim. See the, Rechai Gadievsky, the Gabi Moed im Natir Lo Lios Tochin Kedarko, if we allow him to grind and squeeze normally, Asi Laharim, Ula Hashir Malachto Lamoed. Well, he'll leave his malacha. Sha'az batal hu bi malacha acheres. He's batal from other malachas. He has more time at Cholamoed, so he won't do it. He'll leave it. Umisham hachi lo hiter la hefsa meruba. That's why we only allow a hefsa meruba, in that case. Va'och achash lo hiter lios tochi kedarko lo yava laharim kadesh lo yava di hefsa ksas aval gabe avel de loche shina la harama. What's the harama issue? You're not going to save anything. Sheni odea. She Yisrami lo Avel. He has no idea when the Avelis is going to happen. He to Afilo Leos Tochi Kedarko. So that's why there's more flexibility by Avelis, the Isra Malacha of Avelis, than the Isra Malacha of Cholamoed. That's in that direction. So the Gemara says, what seconds? Then Rabbi Yossi is a problem. The Kolchik and Michal Hashem say, Rabbi Yossi, switch that girsa. Then Rabbi Yossi seems to be a problem. Why? Ma in Taman. If by Cholamoed, in our Mishnah, Shedarko Lahar, Batar Mutter, we're Cholamoed, where there's more a possibility of harama. And yet Rabbi Yossi says, everything is mutter, right? Zolei v'gomer kedarko. There are no limits. So kan she'i darko laharim. So surely in the case of Avelis, where there's no darko laharim, lo kol shekein. It surely should be mutter. And yet, right? What did it say in the Brisa? So the armulo say, it's limited, right? What do you mean? Are you going to lose pishton? So you'll sow something else, right? If you can't do it this week, you do it next week. So why would it be in that case? How do you put these two Rabbi Yossis together? So the Gemara answers, you're right. It must be that the Brisa is not Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Chinina, Manu Amrulo, Chachamim, Shein B'Shitas Rabbi Yehuda B'Moed. It must be that their Amrulo in the Brisa is not the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, you don't have to put that Shita with Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. They could be within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah holds that there are limitations. So maybe the Amrulo holds that there's limitations by Avelis too. They're both limited. They're both limited, right? Unlike Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Avelis has more flexibility because there's no issue of Arama. But the other Shita says, the Amrulo of the Brisa also holds like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, who says that we're machmer in both cases, even in the case of non-ha'arama. Again, it doesn't go in a wrong direction, right, like the Kasha was, but they're the same. Again, this Malach of Avelis, has a lot of psukim that need to be analyzed. If somebody has a business, could you sell the business to a guy during that time? There's many details regarding Davar Ha'avid and how to deal with the Isra Malacha of Avelis. Okay, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, right? Just like we had the Mishnah about olives, right? So too, we have a similar Mishnah about wine, right? The Bavli goes through, why do we have to have both? Goes through each one, right? If you would have said the more machmir one, you would have said the Chiddush is Rabbi Yossi, v'chul. V'chem Yishaya Yena B'toch HaBor, if somebody has wine in the pit, and you started processing it, the Avila Ones, Oshit Uhu, or the Paulim messed him up and they didn't come. Zoli Fagomer, Fagov Kadarko, Divre, Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi was the second one in the first Mishnah, but he's the first one listed in this Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yossi says you could do Kadarko. Zoli, if you could continue pouring it, take it from the bar and pour it into barrels and close up the barrels, treat it like regular, because it's Hefsid. Rabbi Huda Omer, no. Osilo limudim, you have to put some type of boards on top of the bar to try to save it. Bishoshlo yachmits, to make sure it doesn't turn into vinegar. But nothing more than that. You can't do more. Limudim is enough, right? The carbon eta, nisarim shel eitz, chlomar. Mechasimo so sham benisarim, shelo yachmits, vishelo yishaleyu minabar. Right, you can't take it out of the pit, put it into, to barrels, but you can try to cover it up. Right, you don't want it to become vinegar, right? Yayin becomes chometz. Gemara. Remember that Lashon that we had. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara talks about that the Reb Lezer was on his deathbed and all the Talmidim come and they start crying and Rabbi Akiva is laughing. And what are you laughing about? I said, why are you crying? He says, what do you mean, why am I crying? Right? This is the God Lador is in pain and suffering, and we're not going to cry. Rabbi Akiva says, that's why I'm laughing. Because I thought, up until the time that I saw the honey didn't go bad, and the oil didn't go bad, and the wine didn't go bad. So there it's used the lashon of, his wine wasn't machmitz. Right? So then I was worried that he's getting all of his reward in Olam Hazeh. But now I see he's getting punished in Olam Hazeh in order to be saved for Olam Habah. Then they get upset at him. What do you mean? Rav Elazar says, whatever I did, I do wrong. And then he says, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz. Nobody's perfect. We've spoken about that Gemara in the past. So that's the lashon of lahachmitz. Amar Reb Zohra says lo amar ela. What does the Mishnah say? It's only v'chein mishaya yina b'toch habor. Right. It's only if the process has started. The wine's already in the pit, and if you leave it there, so then it's going to be a problem. Ha kitchila aser. But if you didn't start yet. What about cutting the grapes? The grapes in the first place are ready to be harvested. So pashtus, that's aser. Right? The Mishnah only has a machlokas if the process started. But if the grapes weren't even cut yet, so maybe it's not going to be a problem to wait a week. So where it says man and kaimen. Well, what are we talking about? What's the case that Reb Zaora is saying that if you didn't start yet, it's going to be aser on Chol HaMoed? In b'shigi asman alivsar, if the grapes already reached harvesting time before Chol HaMoed, Rebbe Giazman, before the Chag, v'lo batzer, and he was too lazy and he didn't cut it, he had the time, hu chata al nafshe, that it's his own fault. So of course it's going to be usser. So that wouldn't be a chiddush of Rebbe Zaora, right? If it was already beforehand, then of course, in b'shalo Giazman alivsar, and if it didn't reach the time of Bitsira. Remember in Hebrew, in Mishnaic Hebrew, there's a different word for harvesting each fruit. Right? In English, we just say harvesting grapes, harvesting oil, harvesting apples, harvesting anything. But there's bitsira and kitsira and misika by obaya, olives. There's a different word for each. So bitsira is by grapes. So b'shalogi yezbano, if the time didn't come yet before livtsar, before Chol HaMoed, and all of a sudden on Chol HaMoed, they become ready, so he didn't do anything wrong. So yachal avikaim, so that they could last until afterwards. Right, they collapse afterwards, but he didn't do anything wrong. So why wouldn't it be allowed? Right, who says it could be, you know, maybe it won't be as good if you wait. So Elakin, not Kaimim, Shigias Bana Livsar. It must be that the time did come before the Chag, but he thought he could finish it all. He thought he could finish it all before Yontif. So he started, but it wasn't done. Havi Savar Du Yachal Kayim. He thought that he could finish it, but he realizes that Velokam. He realizes that he won't be able to finish it on Chol HaMoed. But that's more of a hefsid muat, and that's why Reb Zaora says that our Mishnah doesn't allow that. Mishnah doesn't allow that because he for this muat, the bizman muat says the Ruchai Kadiyevsky, the bizman muat kol kach yachol sheya'amod veinabali de hefsid. It could be that it could last. It could last. Okay. Says that's the limitation. So Kadol Rabbi Shimon Bar Abianai. Related to this is the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Abianai. Kataf Karmi b'Mo'adaya. He cut his vineyard on Chol HaMoed. Right? What must be the case? It must be that it's the case where it didn't become ready for harvesting until Chol HaMoed, and now it is. If you don't cut it, it's going to be a problem. So that's what he did. Chamone Kol Ama. Everybody saw him. The whole Am saw him doing this. The Katan Basrei. And they followed, they're like, oh, you can cut vineyards on Chol HaMoed. And that's what they did. But they did it even in cases where it was ready beforehand. It's ready beforehand. They didn't know that he was only doing it because it only got ready today. Bishasa Churaisa, the following year, even though it was the same situation, his grapes only got ready at Chol HaMoed, Shav Kiviyavesh, he let him dry out. He was very upset that the people followed his example last year when they weren't supposed to. So Shav Kiviyavesh. Yalfin, and he declared, Yalfin mi kalkalasa umiskanasa lo yalfin. People learn from they learn the negative, meaning even though I didn't do anything wrong, but they'll learn and from my kilkel. If I do something extra above and beyond, that they're not going to learn from. But my kilkel, they're going to learn from. He talks about human nature. See with the Karbata Eda. B'nei Adam krovin lilmod min hadvarim hamakul kalin yoser min hadvarim misukanim. Right? People learn more from the things that I mess up in. Again, I didn't mess up, but they'll mess up by following more than the Dvarim HaMesukanim. V'lakein, l'kach yish l'adam l'chashuv l'izaher b'maisa ma'od. Big Musar Haskel, says the Karbat Eita. An adam chashuv, a person who people learn from their example, has to be on a higher level. Right? The Gemara says sometimes, adam chashuv shani, meaning because people are just going to learn and then go one step below. or one step, not being mechalik and knowing exactly where it came from, the activity. So Adam Chashav Shani is an important yisod that we have, that we learned from his actions. We continue. Rav Chiya Barashi, B'shem Rav, other activities relating to Shabbos and Yontif and Chol HaMoed. So specifically Chol HaMoed, and we'll expand. Huhara Shari Me'evdine B'moadaya. Huhara is a certain type of net, says the Karban Eda Mitzudis Dakim, a type of net to catch fish. It's mutter to make that. Make that. Well, because you're doing malacha. You probably make that. You probably do the malacha of kosher, of tying. Right? That's what one of the possibilities that Bavli talks about in Masecha Shabbos, where the malacha of kosher was in the Mishkan. Right? Shari Mevdini b'moadaya latsud bodagim b'moed, to catch fish. You want to catch fish on Chol HaMoed, because you want to have fresh on Yantif, Chol HaMoed. So you let it do that. That's a Zorach HaMoed. That's Ochel Nefesh. And if it's Ochel Nefesh, it's going to be Mutter. If you say da, there is an Avnei Nezer. There's an Avnei Nezer who says that, we have certain malachas that are somewhat inherently grumma-like. Certain malachas in general are, so to speak, worse than other malachas. Right? So, bishul. What do I do by bishul? That's like other malachas. I color, I shecht. Those are direct malachas. I plow, I cut, right? I smooth. But bishul, I put a pot on the fire, and memela, it happens by itself, right? Zoreya, right? I put the seed in the ground, memela, it's going to take root in a couple of days, right? Seda, I put a trap down, memela, the animal is trapped, right? So the Avnei Nezer points out, it's a kind of like a grumma type of malacha, but kach malachto, right? Even though we don't say, oh, it's grumma, it's only asa d'rabbanan because it's indirect. No, that's the malacha. That's a malacha. Certain malachas are, so to speak, worse, right? The Rishonim talk about Hotza'a being a malacha geru'a. Hotza'a being a worse type of malacha. Tosfos Daf Beis, Tosfos Daf Tzadik Vav, talks about malacha being inferior type of malacha compared to the other malachas. Maybe because you don't change the item. You took an item from place A to place B. Is that really a malacha? Right? Not really accomplishing anything. So that's why it's a malacha geru'a. That's why Tosfos says it has to be listed first. In Masechah Shabbos, you see us on Shabbos. Why do we start with Hotzah? That's the malacha number 39. You're not going backwards, right? So certain malachas are inherently different. So that's what we have also by Tzeda, according to some of the Mefarshim. So our Rashari Mevdini B'Moadai Latsud Bei Dagam B'Moy. Rav Yehuda Hori B'Ilein Mo'alaya. Rav Yehuda Paskin regarding these Moholaya. What a Moholaya? They're some type of sifters. Sifters also. You can make them shorel mevdin b'moadai l'tzorach hamoed. You can make them tzorach hamoed, right? Because you also need that for baking. Rabbi Ami hori b'ilein pumpaya. Rav Ami allowed certain types of pumpaya. Right? What are those? That's our carbon aida kli asui mitas shel barzel metal menukav b'nekavim ketanim, has little holes boltim v'shochakim alav lechem megvina, a grinder or a grater. A grater sounds like it has these metal pieces, and you use it for crushing bread or cheese. The nigra came, ratio pios harbe, right? Pifios. We say vikara pifios biadam. So papaya has like these spikes. So sure, mevdina b'moada, you can also make that on chalamoy, letzor chamoy. Rabbanan the kesaran amri, masikin, lefasin, ukadir letzor chamoy. One is allowed to finish making, right? The pots and the bowls, these types of, earthenware kalim, you're allowed to make them on Chol HaMoed, because, as the Karban Eda says, explaining each of these, to be yantif asa levashel ben betchila, to come achasim lahu. On yantif, you can't use it for the first time, because that's part of the process of finishing them by heating them. She machzikin mayim achi yevashel ben pamachas. They only hold water, and they're only, the gemar malacha, basically, is only if they are used once. And therefore, you can't do that on Yantif, but you can do that on Chol HaMoed, says the Gemara, based on the Karban Eda. Shmuel Amar, Zafsin Garba, Velo Zafsin Kuzta. 2 days in the Gemara here, the first one. One is allowed to line and coat the inside with a layer of pitch by a Garba. Garba is a barrel, Velo Zafsin Kuzta, but not by a smaller type of jug. Why is a barrel mutter and not a smaller one? Zavtin garba de zivta daktakira. When you do it to a barrel, it's a thin layer. It's a thin layer of lime, so it's not such a tircha. Vlozavsin kusta de zivta galita. But if it's by a jug, it's a thicker type of layer, and therefore it's going to be is going to be a problem. Istamachalfin, others flip it. Zafsin kusta below zafsin garba. Others say that you could do a kusta, which is a jug, below zafsin garba, but not the garba, the bigger barrel. Why? Zafsin kusta tashila shah. By the kusta, which is a smaller jug, that you could use on chalamoid. You're doing it for chalamoid, and you're gonna fix it, that it's gonna be usable. Below zafsin garba, shila shahs. But a garba, the barrel is more for long term, to use after the moed, and therefore it would not be allowed. Okay. Good. Says the Mishnah, the third Mishnah here in the Perek Halacha Gimel. A person is allowed to bring in his fruit because of the ganavim. Right? What the Pashup shot is that it's a davar ha'avid, and therefore you're allowed to do what? You're allowed to do, what malacha is this? Tircha. Pashas, this is tircha, says Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Don't worry about tircha, as we've said. Tircha, based on the first Mishnah we had also in the Masechta, any type of tircha, even tircha yaseir, is allowed to prevent davar avid. So that's what this means. Bachas on peirosa. Vishola pishtan on a mishra, vishola shlatovad. Also you have flax that are soaking, with separating some type of, psoles from the flax, and you're allowed to take it out, even though that's, tircha, because, or else it would be a davar avid. Ubilvad, shola yachavid is malachta b'moed. As long as you didn't have in mind to dafka do this on chalamoed, you weren't machavin malachto. Vikulan imkibnu is malachta b'moed yovedu. And by everything, it'll be okay. If somebody is mechaved and they delay doing this malacha because chalamoid, I'll have more time. All of that is yovedu. It's their fault, and the davar of it is not going to be mutter. If you look in Tosfos on this Mishnah Daf Yud Beis wonders about the first line. Tosfos about the machlat adam peirosa. Tosfos says pirish betosfos harav de ba'asifas peiros ika malacha. Regarding gathering the peiros, there's a malacha. There's a malacha regarding the gathering of the fruit. Kedamrina paragain darshin, he goes to the Gemara in Chagiga, gabe chag ha'asif, asifa b'moed mishari. Right, the Gemara had a question there about the makar for shvuas. Remember, that was the concept of the Gemara, trying to find out how long shvuas was, that there's a tashlumen for 6 days after. So it talks about an asifa done on yantif. So it's asifa b'moed mishari. So there's a malacha. So Tosfos says, ve'eini yodea ma malacha. I don't know which malacha is being spoken about here. It says, some type of malacha, ba'asifa, vitzarech iyun, itarach below malacha, aser, kihechi da'asi, bepragmatia. So Tosfos wonders, which malacha are you talking about? So if you look in the Rishash, here, in Moe Katan Adaf Yud Beis, Rishash says maybe it's talking about, ma'amer, right? Ma'amer is a malacha de'oraisa. Maybe that's what is being referred to here. Venedi by malacha. Lachar pasha, dano imur. Imur is gathering in the field. That's the malacha. That's usur on yantif. And maybe that's what's being referred to here about machnis. V'av she'eino chayev el b'makom gidulo. One of the limitations of ma'amir is you only chayev in the makom that it grows. Right? If you have apples that fall down in your kitchen, you're allowed to pick them up. That's not ma'amir. K'mo she'pazik b'shulchan aruch sin shemem siftes v'ayin shem biyur agra. V'kakas tosus beitza. Look at tosus and beitza daflam and aleph. Ha'ikal ameimar dachanami ma'amir b'makom gidulo. Maybe we're talking about, it says machnis adem peirosa. Maybe we're talking about from the field. The mashma vade de lo beinon ela shahakinus yemi makam gidulo. The afsha ma'asvo acher gachabaisa. Doesn't mean you have to gather them and leave them. Right? The place where you're gathering from, that has to be makam gidulo. Right? But where you're gathering to, so then that could be your house. So maybe that's what the Rishash says. That's what it means. That's the malacha potential here. Machmas of the peirosa. You're allowed to bring them, bepriyakanavim. Minchas Chinuch has an important discussion of Ma'amer, where he talks about the Tosfos that the Rishash was referring to, discusses, what the Malacha is there, Daf Lamed Aleph, in Meseches Beitza. It's Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara here says, let me just find the Malacha, right, the Mishnah says that talks about muksa. The Mishnah there talks about muksa, but it doesn't mention a word about imur. It says Tosfos there says tema ha'havi ma'amer duhu av malacha. Why doesn't the Mishnah talk about ma'amer? It's only b'makam gidulo, and if you have the wood that was cut in the backyard, so then there's no issue of imur. The Minchas Chinuch thinks that maybe the Rambam has a different shita, because the Rambam's lashon is hama'amer ochlin. If somebody is ma'amer food stuff, imla chila shiro bekegrogres, imla behema kolamol piakdi, is it all different shiurim? So why does he add in that word la'ochlin? What do you want that word, the word la'ochlin for? That's the question of the minchas chinuch. Umashe umenachesh, okay, find the lashon. The lashon he says, any maven kavanas harambam, betevash hosef kan, vekasav amr la'ochlin, la'eze inyan kasav tevas ochlin, havili lichtov stam ha'ma'amer, imla achila ve'imla behema. Right? And that's what the Mishnah here says. We just had that Mishnah. Tosas asks, "Umistafina lo my davar chadash." So he says, maybe I'm scared to say something new. The Efsha Dasa Rambam, the Malechas Imur lo Shaech Rak ba'ochlin v'lo be'etzim. Maybe that's the Rambam's answer to Tosas' question. Why did the Mishnah mention, ma'amer? Maybe the Rambam holds ma'amer is only by food? The Efsha Afilu b'machal behema. The Stam ochlin hayru machal adam. The Chulu. And he continues, he says, maybe. He says, Efsha Shematza, what's his makkah? Or Efsha Shematza Be'ezah Makkam, Kumavur Bekama Pa'amim. Many times, the Rama has a daya that we don't know about. So maybe he gets it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mention it. Then he says, maybe he gets it from the sugya of Mekoshesh. There's a machlokas, what the Mekoshesh was. What malacha did he do? Was he Maver Dal Ramas? Or was he Tolish? Or was he Ma'amer? So why would he say Na Ma'amer? So maybe that's the Ramam Shita. Maybe the Rama holds like that Shita of the Tanah, that it wasn't Ma'amer because it was it was not food. It was just wood, and therefore it would be mutter. Okay, interesting. But Delok Rabbi Yehuda, back to our Gemara. So the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda, Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah that says you're allowed to gather in the fruit, it's against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yoshev Shomer, because Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to even do that. You have to sit and guard it, right? You're worried that the Ganavim are going to come, so sit there, but you're not allowed to do the Tircha, Yaseira, because of it. Because you have another option. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rabbanam Pragmati Aveda Shari Mital Tilta B'Moadaya. If you have business, Pragmatia, that might get lost, right? If you don't work at it, it's going to get ruined. Your merchandise, so you're allowed to move it on Yantif, on Cholamoy. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rabbi Yasa Hada Shai Rasa. If there's a certain caravan that's going by, Shari Mizvan Mina B'Moadaya, right? You could buy from them. You can buy from them in Cholamoed, how the yadid sheirasa meol umislavitsa, as long as you know that, this caravan has a cheap price, right? You're gonna be getting, you can get a good deal, right? Yadid sheirasa meol that's coming, umosla avidita, right? And it's a cheaper, merchandise. And therefore that's considered davar ha'avid. Not getting a good price, not getting a good deal is considered davar ha'avid, right? An important yisod. Amar abimana in yada. I don't know, delo mazvin v'upachas min agra yazvin. Oh, another chiddush. If he knows that delo ma, if he doesn't sell, that he won't be able to make the same amount of profit, that's also davar of it. In yada delo mazvin v'upachas min agra, he's going to get less schar yazvin, then he could sell v'im lo yazvin. But if not, he can't sell. He can't, if he doesn't know for sure that he's not going to make as much profit. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, agra v'karna karenu. Schar and principal is the same? No. Davar Avid is not if you're not going to make the same profit. Davar Avid means if you might lose the principal. No, if he knows he might not be able to recoup his principal, that's what we would say, that's called a Davar Avid. But if not. So interesting machlokas, whether not gaining the same profit is called Davar Avid, or it means just the principle. Rabbi Yoda, Rabbi Yosa, Horin Bahadi Lasuta, they paskin by the Lasuta, some type of women's bege, the carbonate, the redidim, shalnasha, maybe scarves, certain scarves of women, shorim azvantam, adai l'sorach hamoed. You can tell it l'sorach hamoed, the women need that for, l'sorach hamoed, and therefore it will be allowed to sell it. Rabbi Yisra, bar Elazar, mafke l'raboshi, bar shamai, tahavi parish, he was about to be parish, he was about to go out to sea. He's about to go out to sea. In at yadada at mazvin. If you know that you could sail the ilfa marcholacha and the boat will wait for you, vat asi mishdi gaban zavin. If you know you could go and sail and be back and drink with us and celebrate yantiv with us, then good, you could go out. V'ilo lo tasin. But if not, if you're not going to be able to go out and come back, then you can't go out to get the profit. What does that mean? Maybe it means not just like simchas yantiv with his family, but l'tzorach hamoed. Meaning, even according to the Machmir opinion, that Stam Laharviach is going to be Aser, if it will be spent on Yantif, maybe that'll be Mutter. So maybe that this is an allowance to the Chumrah. We said before, only profit is not enough. You need the principle. No, but if you're going to use it on Yantif, so then maybe that's also going to be okay. Maybe okay, because I know Yantif you need, there's Chiyuvim of Simchas Yantif, there's Kiddush on Yantif. I think my focus, we've shown whether Kiddush on Yantif is Daraisa, Darabanan. The Rambam, remember, holds that Kiddush on Shabbos and Havdalah on Shabbos are both Daraisa. Yantif might be one step down, but again, that's what the, maybe this heter of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Lazar, he said, if you're going to be back on Yantif to use your profits, so then that's also going to be allowed, in this situation. Okay, we'll stop here, Ben Hashem. We'll continue here in the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan.